This is St Mary's Church, Leixlip, and inside, under the centre aisle, Arthur Price, Archbishop of Cashel, was buried in 1752. Arthur Price plays an important role in Arthur Guinness's life story. Arthur Price was actually born locally in Strafford in the 1670s, and by about 1710, he had become chaplain to the all-powerful Connolly family, who owned Selbridge and Leixlip. Arthur Price's career was advanced by the Connolly family, who were all-powerful in Parliament at the time. From the 17-teens, he was working as their chaplain. In the 1720s, he was made a Bishop of Ferns in Wexford, which was very unusual because he was born in Ireland. Normally, all Irish bishops in the Anglican faith went to English-born men. And Price, therefore, was unusual, almost unique, in being an Irish-born bishop. The important thing to remember is that it was Price who employed Richard Guinness, Arthur Guinness's father, again from about 1722, as his agent. Arthur Guinness was then born in 1725, with Archbishop Price as his godfather, and indeed it's thought that Arthur took his name from Arthur Price. Several years later, as a young teenager, Arthur Guinness worked as a clerk for the bishop for some years and was left £100 in Price's will when he died in 1752. In the will, Arthur was described as the bishop's servant, and the £100 each left to Arthur and his father Richard in 1752 is often said to be the start of the family's fortunes. But in fact, they had already saved up a lot more than that from their earnings, as we know from what they bought in the 1750s. Our next destination is the wonderful barn on the road to Selbridge. To get there, we're taking a steep road known as the Old Hill. This was the original turnpike road from Dublin to Galway. In later years, when Arthur Guinness was an established businessman, he was a trustee of this turnpike road for many years, and he was instrumental in diverting the road away from the steep hill and onto the easier route that it follows today around the church. We'll head west from St Mary's, past the gates to Leixlip Castle on our left, and after 100 metres turn up the old hill. You can stop for a rest at the top of the hill, and I'll tell you about the background to the Guinness family and our family name.